Unitization and carrier unit load requirements. Unitization, the formation of unit loads, is one way in which packaging facilitates efficient and effective storage and movement of goods. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines unitization in terms of warehousing as the consolidation of several units into larger units for fewer handlings. Unitization can take a number of forms. Returnable containers, for example, with pallet bases or on rollers. Pallets and slip sheets. Corrugated boxes, single wallboard, double wallboard, and triple wallboard, and non-corrugated boxes. Non-palletized unit loads. Although pallets are very common in materials handling, many other types of non-palletized unit loads are used, such as drums, bundles, for example, of lumber or copper pipes, or two or more master cartons taped together for shipping. The main idea of a unit load is that it should make materials handling as efficient as it can be while forming another layer of packaging to protect against damage. Poor design of unit loads can increase inventory handling, storage, and transportation costs and product damage. A key benefit of unit loads is faster truck loading and unloading. A unit load can be moved from a truck about 5 times faster than a load of loose master cartons. Receiving can scan the barcode or RFID for each unit load rather than scanning each master carton. Unit loads facilitate materials handling in warehouses since they can be staged for order selection. The main challenge with unitization is the cube out or way out question. Unit loads that cube out a vehicle are straightforward, but unit loads that way out will leave a lot of empty space. An alternative in some cases can be a unit load made up of dense and heavy objects on the bottom with lighter products on top, for example, cases of soda on the bottom and rolls of paper towels on top. In other cases, packaging can be reduced to ship more product. For example, Hewlett-Packard ships shrink-wrap bundles of printers by air to Europe, and the final assembly and consumer packaging are done there. The unit load needs little packaging due to the use of air freight. Carrier unit load requirements. Carriers publish freight classification documents for commodities, listing tariffs based on the type of packaging that is used. For example, there will be a different rate for SU setup than for KD, knockdown, because the carriers have calculated in advance the relative density or efficiency of the unit load and adjust their rates accordingly. Other standard terms will differ by commodity, but could include in machine press bales, in barrels, and so on, sometimes specifying how much compression was done if there are alternate standard packaging methods. The rates are lower for denser packaging to encourage more compact loads. Carriers may also specify required protective packaging when contracts make them liable for damages, such as celluloid covered in boxes or a specific cardboard box strength. This is done to minimize risks of freight claims and to void them of liability if the instruction is not followed.